Meditation, or affirming, or sleeping, or feeling sorry for yourself. This is Dr. Herbert L. Varley, Dean of the University of Healing, here with meditation. Meditation, or affirming, or sleeping, or feeling sorry for yourself. A lot of times we think that we're meditating when we really are not meditating. We sit down, we say, I'm going to meditate. And then off we go into the land of nod. We slumber on, sleeping delightfully, relaxed, peacefully, and that's good too. A good sleep is good now and then too. But a good sleep has nothing to do with meditation. Meditation is when you let go and listen to your inner self. You let go and hear what the divine in you would like to reveal through you. Oh, you say, I do that all the time. I'm always listening to the divine in me and letting it reveal through me what it wants me to do and what it wants to do. And I'm always on top of that. I'm always aware of that. Well, are we really? Are we really, or are we just playing a game with ourselves? Meditation is serious business. Whether you like it or not, meditation is very serious business. It's like putting the key in the car and turning on the ignition and stepping on the gas and having no place to go. The car roars into whatever gear it happens to be in and crashes into whatever it happens to be crashing into, and you feel very unhappy with it. Our lives are like that. Our lives are like this uncontrolled, undirected, unprogrammed car. Why is it that we train people to drive an automobile? Why is it we train people to swim? Why is it we train people to be athletes? Why is it you can't just jump out of the box and be a fabulous athlete and run great distances at great speeds and do better than anybody else? Why is it that you can't just jump up onto the theater stage and start singing beautiful operas and beautiful songs and beautiful and giving beautiful lectures and talking to people and sharing meaningful discussions with them? Why? Well, because we are programmed not to do those things. Yes, that's right. We are programmed not to do those things. We are programmed to be humble, to be mild, to be meek. We are programmed to tell ourselves that we cannot do these things without training. And of course, as long as we have told ourselves we cannot do these things without training, we will not do them without training. And one of these things is meditation. Meditation can be such a super fantastic thing. Now, you take an autistic child, and they are able to step into their inner self and reveal a genius that does not seem readily apparent. And you say, how can they do it? They didn't have any training. They didn't have any preparation for it. Oh, yes, they did. They had the preparation of removing all of the barriers that said they couldn't do it. And when they were challenged to do it, and not necessarily so challenged, when they were given the opportunity to consider doing it, they just did it. When they were given the opportunity to consider that this is something to do, they just did it because, again, they had no opposition to it in themselves. They had no feeling in themselves that they couldn't do it. They had no feelings they could do it, and no feelings that they couldn't do it. They just did it. This is how we are. We truly can have no feelings that we can do it or can't do it, but we train ourselves thinking that we can do it. We have a statement, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And as we affirm this statement, the divine in us says, okay, this is the answer. Now, are you ready to listen, or are you still wishing and hoping and affirming and thinking that you don't know it? Most of the time, that's the case. We are affirming that we don't know it. We're affirming that it is something unknown, unbeknownst to us, something which we cannot carry out because we don't know. And yet our affirmation says, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. Meditation, in its true form for all human beings, is a matter of connecting with the divine in us. When we go to sleep, we just listen to the past. We listen to all of the emotions and all of the attitudes that we have, which have nothing to do with listening to who we really are. When we affirm, we're affirming beautifully and good. We are affirming fine and lovely things, but we are affirming a specific, and that's not bad. But we are still affirming a specific. And as so long as we affirm that specific, what we are saying is we don't have it. And meditation is the realization that we are it. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. The meditation in us is the affirmation that we really do have it. Now, oftentimes we think we're meditating when we're just feeling sorry for ourselves. We feel sorry for ourselves that we don't have the information that we want. We don't have the conviction that we want. We don't have the belief, the knowledge that we want. And so we feel sorry for ourselves. Oh, well, I'll never learn that. It takes a long time to learn that. You got to take so many years to become a pianist. You have to take so many years to become this or that or the other thing. And yet the inspiring geniuses who sit down at the piano at the age of 3 or 4 or 5 and start playing great musical pieces that they heard once or maybe never even heard. Maybe they're playing something out of their inner self. And as they play something out of their inner self, the magic comes through in such a magnificent way, in such a marvelous way, in such an exciting way. And as this magic comes through in such an exciting way, what happens? Well, what happens is that their meditation reveals to them who they are. They don't think they can do it. They don't think they can't do it. They just hear the music in their heart and soul. Mozart heard the music in his heart, and he heard it note perfect. And he wrote it down, note perfect, without erasing it. We've spoken often of that. And that's because he listened to who he is. He listened to the divine in him. He listened and knew who he was. He listened and knew that all was in divine order. He listened and knew it was okay. Now, do you, do I, do we listen and know it's okay? Do we listen and believe that all is in divine order? Do we really come to that conclusion of saying that this is what it's all about? Do we really come to the conclusion in our meditation and say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer? Now, we're not saying that we know that we know that we know a specific thing. We're not saying that I know that I know that I know this particular detail. We are saying, general, generic, I know that I know that I know, I know that I know that I know, the divine in me knows the answer, and I know it. Now, the answer may be for the theory of relativity. The answer may be for some great quantum theory. The answer may be for something utterly amazing. But we don't say what we are seeking. We just open our consciousness to let it reveal itself in and through us and be us in a wonderful, fantastic, glorious way. Now we can do this, and we do do this. We can do this, and we do this every time we become still and listen to the divine within us. Every time we listen to that still small voice in us that says, this is it. We know. We know. We're not feeling sorry for ourselves that we don't know something. We're not affirming to ourselves that we want to have some activity result in our life. We're not sleeping and saying, there's nothing I can do, I'm going to give up. We are meditating. We are listening to the divine within and letting the divine within reveal to us all that we are. I let go and let God. I let go and let the divine within me reveal in and through me all that I am. And as I let go and let the divine within me be all that it is through me, then I am that I am. And I am the divine revelation of all truth. Then I truly am meditating. Then I'm truly accomplishing what my meditation is. I meditate on being a receptive channel of all the universal wisdom that dwells in and around and through me. And I am one as that infinite universal wisdom now and forever. That's the way it works. Now practice it again and again and again. And pretty soon you won't be practicing it. You'll just be doing it. And how great that is. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.